Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Did you have a good week?
It was a tough week for me. Yeah, I got through it, though. And I was waiting for the weekend, waiting to come in and vent with you and do the things that we always do. Speaking of which, what we do on the drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Perfect. We just managed to get through that. After a year and a half, 2 years now, we've been doing this together?
Yes. You know, and it's been a long, enjoyable stint. I enjoy it.
It has been. So you can reach me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com. If you don't feel like calling into the show, 734-822-1600, you're more than welcome to call in. Or email me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com. And let us know what it is that you want to do or speak about, because even though I put an agenda together for the show, I don't always live by that agenda. We allow our callers to get in here. So
yes, and sometimes we can't find the stuff we want to talk about either. I'm in here somewhere.
I came into the show today thinking, you know, what are we going to really talk about? If we talk of the omnibus, which is what we're going to start out with, and we've got a track of Donald Trump, because on Twitter and on Facebook, I've got people out there screaming and moaning and saying Trump's not living up to his obligations and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, folks, it is Washington, D.C. It is the swamp. So first off, let's take a look at what it is he's doing. So, Derek, we're going to start out with kind of a long track, but I like that the president, in signing it, tells us he doesn't like it, doesn't want to sign it. But he doesn't have much choice, right? Because we have to take care of the military. So I understand everybody. Pork-filled, not red. I understand all those things. But let's be realistic. We've already got tons of people saying we're going to lose the House in 2018. So do you really want to give more fuel to the media and to the Democrats and to the elite GOP that says, the Republicans shut down the government again?
I hear Ken calling in already. He's not on the board yet, but I can hear it. I'm not voting in the next election because Trump let me down.
Right.
I've heard other people say that.
But we're going to get there. So let's start with the president in response to doing this. Derek, you want to go ahead and play that track?
My highest duty is to keep America safe. Nothing more important. The omnibus bill reverses this dangerous defense. As crazy as it's been, as difficult as it's been, as much opposition to the military as we've had from the Democrats, and it has been tremendous. I try to explain to them, you know, the military is for Republicans and Democrats and everybody else. It's for everybody. But we have tremendous opposition to creating really what will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had. We've had that from the Democrats. So if we take something for the military, they want something for, in many cases, things that are really a wasted sum of money. And it's not right, and it's very bad for our country. We're looking to do funding for our final fight in certain areas. As you know, we've gotten just about 100% of our land back from ISIS. We have troop increases necessary to accomplish what we have to do. And we have, very importantly, a pay increase for our troops. And this will be actually the largest pay increase for our incredible people in over a decade. It increases total defense spending by more than $60 billion from last year, and funds the addition of critically needed ships, planes, helicopters, tanks, and submarines. We have submarines being built, the likes of which there's nothing anywhere in the world like the submarines we build. Our military equipment is the best equipment in the world. And one of the things you saw 2 days ago with Saudi Arabia and with other countries, Saudi Arabia, as an example, is buying hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our equipment. And we're getting very fast approvals on that. Therefore, as a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. There are some things that we should have in the bill. But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again. Nobody read it. It's only hours old. Some people don't even know what it is. $1.3 trillion. It's the second largest ever. President Obama signed one that was actually larger, which I'm sure he wasn't too happy with either. But in this case, it became so big because we need to take care of our military. And because the Democrats, who don't believe in that, added things that they wanted in order to get their votes. We have to get rid of the filibuster rule. We have to get rid of the filibuster rule and go to 51 votes in the Senate if we're going to have really sustained, continued success. DACA recipients have been treated extremely badly by the Democrats. We wanted to include DACA. We wanted to have them in this bill. 800,000 people. And actually, it could even be more. And we wanted to include DACA in this bill. The Democrats would not do it. They would not do it. To prevent the omnibus situation from ever happening again, I'm calling on Congress to give me a line item veto for all government spending bills, and the Senate must end. They must end the filibuster rule and get down to work.
Okay. So, nice that he takes the time, right, to say, got to sign it, got to do this, and I agree with him. Not happy about it. I'm as angry as anyone else out there. $1.3 trillion.
No, you're not red right now. Usually red when you're angry.
No, I'm just common sense, right? I'm as angry as anybody that you're spending $1.3 trillion of our money that we should not be spending. Because we don't bring that much money in, period, right?
We do from China when we borrow it, yeah.
We don't have a balanced budget. It's that simple. So, military had to be taken
care
of.
Paul Ryan, right? Where's your regular order balanced
budget? If you want to blame anybody, put the blame where it belongs on those two gutless cowards.
There you go. Yep.
Paul Ryan, you piece of human garbage, and Mitch McConnell, you chicken neck. Now I'm angry. Because you know what? Yes, use 51 votes, Mitch. This is your fault, nobody else's fault, because you're a coward. And I tweeted out to Ted Cruz today, who was complaining about this. Mr. Cruz, you're the one that keeps supporting Mitch McConnell with 60 votes in the Senate. Don't talk to me about it. You too, Rand Paul. Go to 51 votes. Until you do that and pressure him to go to 51 votes, you're not doing your job. So I don't want to hear one more bloody Republican out there tell me that you really care about the American people and balanced budgets or anything. This is a GOP failure of the highest caliber. And I'm sick to death that we continually hire people and put people like Mitch McConnell and Speaker Ryan into these positions. And the rest of you gutless Republicans who continue to allow them to be leaders is making me sick to my stomach.
When Mitch McConnell can say that there is no senator that has come to him to complain about the 60-vote rule, then that bothers me, because those senators who have a problem with the 60-vote rule haven't stepped up and said, yeah, we do have a problem.
Because they're gutless cowards.
Yes, exactly. And that includes people you've named, you know, people who are Rand Paul. I'm sorry, you're for that, Rand? You like the 60 votes? I have a problem with you. Ted Cruz, I liked you before. Got a problem with you.
Those two are the biggest of hypocrites, because they claim to be the fiscal conservatives, the libertarians, the no spenders, and yet they're so gutless and spineless they won't force 51 votes. That's what it takes. You know what? And I guess maybe you can blame us because we're the idiots that keep electing these cowards, right?
Yeah.
So it tells us, America, if you want the change, come primary time, primary out these spineless urchins that we keep calling Republicans when they're not.
I looked down the list of who voted yay on this in the House also, and I was disappointed at some of the names I saw.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break. Derek, when you get a chance, let's take a break because my heart's pounding right now because I am angry. I was trying to stay calm on this. But again, I don't want to see people blaming the president because he's got no backup, right? He's got the worst of the worst in the Republican Party allowing this nonsense to go through.
I'm sorry, but one thing, I don't want to see a line item veto. I'm sorry. I know as far back as Nixon was asking for a line item veto. And it sounds good when your guy is in office, but it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's the House it's supposed to put together the budget. The president's not supposed to be able to pick and choose. This is politics. It's how the game is played. It's the way it's written.
Yeah, you're never going to get
it. There's things in here I don't like that Trump said. I have a problem. I like what he said about submarines.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to get the line item veto because Congress is never going to give up that power. That's just not going to happen. It's a dream. You can ask for it all you want. Never going to happen. Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And I want to hear your view. 734-822-1600. Let us know what your thoughts are. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
If you're looking for an excavator, you need Brown's Commercial and Residential Excavating. Brown's Excavating does trench work and prefab or on-site poured light pole base installation. Brown's Excavating has the machinery to get your plumbing, sewer, and water jobs done right. With 33 years of experience, Brown's Excavating can cover all of your excavation needs. Basement, waterproofing, sloping, and grading too. Call 734-891-4614.
You know, when you talk about cool radio, only one show springs to mind. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. I'm Theron. I'm inviting you to join me. See what everybody's talking about. It's the finest radio in all the land. It's the wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. Join me right here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Mo Tatum's mom.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
Could you be a
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for a new dentist or haven't been to the dentist in a while, Dr. Travis Sterner in Whitmore Lake, easily located at 156 Barker Road, right off of US 23 in Whitmore Lake, so halfway between Brighton and Ann Arbor. Easy in, easy out. And you can reach them at 734-449-2081. That's 734-449-2081. Or you can go to Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, familydental.com, sternerfamilydental.com. Great people, wonderful people, very friendly. I think Carol is still up there working, too, and she's wonderful, known her a long time. So go see Dr. Travis Sterner. You know, sometimes you just might want to get a second opinion, you know, if you're getting the bridge or something else done. You know, don't always take it for granted that the dentist you've had for a while has got your best
interest. And he's not a new dentist. Go see a new dentist.
Yeah, go see a – if you want to change, you get a new dentist instead of your old dentist, try Dr. Travis Sterner. Yeah. Well, let's take a call from Mark, who's been waiting patiently from Howell. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you both today?
Doing wonderful, Mark.
Great. I just wanted to say what a heartwarming send-off for Linda, lovely Linda, and Mr. Dearly, but to see family and friends out there the last couple days I spent this week for the duration was very heartwarming, and Mr. Dearly.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I told Theron, too, that I have never been to a funeral where I felt enlightened and as much as I cried, as spiritually lifted as I did from that service, and I felt her there. I'm getting chills right now thinking about it.
In our circles, like Pastor Yule referred to it this morning on his show, we call it a homegoing celebration.
Yeah.
And that's why you didn't see a lot of mourning going on. You heard all these great things about her impact on people's lives, what a blessing she was to people, and she didn't so much lose a battle with cancer as she won the race. It's a scriptural concept that she won the race. She made it to the finish line. She's on the other side.
Yep. Yep. And take heart that, you know what, she'll be there waiting for each one of us when we come across. And that's just a wonderful thing. Makes me feel so much better. Really does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so,
Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. It was good meeting you.
Thanks for making
too.
Us tear up, Mark. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, couldn't have said it better, gentlemen. She instilled in me, built me up in my faith. I became a member of Knights of Columbus, very active in my parish, and as Theron said at the funeral home the other day, she planted a seed in you, Mark, and you haven't let up since. So thank God. God bless Linda.
Yeah, absolutely.
This call, and I've been on Washington this week with the White House pertaining to exactly what the president discussed, getting rid of the filibuster rule. And maybe I'm having some influence, gentlemen, because lo and behold, he's talking about it.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I also talked to Michael Bishop, Michael D. Bishop, and I talked to Joseph Riker after our NRA fundraiser Thursday night. What is it with these Republicans? And I got this from Joseph Riker. They're so intimidated to get rid of that filibuster rule. I said, you guys have majority in all three houses, and gosh darn it, the Democrats would not hesitate to do it. And if we lose majorities in these gubernatorial races and in Washington, there's going to be heck to pay.
Yeah, that is. That's why I use the word spineless and gutless, because that's what Republicans from Michigan Republican Party right to the National Republican Party, you Republicans are gutless and spineless. The American people elected Donald Trump to get our agenda passed, not the Trump agenda, our agenda. And that means securing the border, building the wall, stopping immigration, building up our military, and getting jobs, paying down the debt. You know what I mean? And they're so spineless, they won't stand up. And it's, in the end, it's our fault, because we're the morons who keep voting these spineless cowards in. Stop looking at these candidates before the primary and say, boy, I like the way he wears his tie, or I like, you know what, do your homework. And go with the person who's a real fiscal conservative, right? Go for the person who really believes in America first. And you can find him, but you've got to do some homework on it, for crying out loud. Homework.
We've got to find that Republican that we can put up against Stabenow this year that can start that process in this state. And then, of course, Kolbeck for governor.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to make that change, folks. And all I can say is this. Whatever comes out of the Republican primary, whether you like him or not, please vote and campaign for that person, whether it's John James, a Sandy Pensler, or a Bob Carr. Whatever it is, whoever you're supporting before the primary, you need to push and campaign for that Republican candidate in the fall, because you know what? You're not going to get gutless Mitch McConnell or Ted Cruz or Rand Paul to go to 51 votes. They're going to stick with 60 because they're spineless.
Well, yes, but let's find that one Republican primary candidate who's going to most reflect our priorities, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure which one it is, because neither frankly, all, you know, other than Bob Carr, who's here every day, we know where Bob Carr stands. And we've had Sandy on already. Yes. We can't get John James to come on with us. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, John, if you're serious about running for Senate, you best get on the most conservative radio station in the most populated part of the state, sir. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. We love our veterans. We love the fact that you're trying, but you better get in here and talk to us.
Yep.
And talk to our listeners.
It's very disappointing.
It is very disappointing. All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling
in,
Mark.
I just wanted to say ditto on that all, gentlemen. And also, we lit up the phones after Trucker Randy's show. I got through early, and then I called back, and I had to wait. We lit them up to go the other route, to dispel that bill and have the president come on the national media to explain why he talked it down. And also, just wanted to mention that, you know, we're working hard, and you know, we're going to keep on pushing here. Okay, we're going to keep on pushing. We're going to throw this wave back.
Yep, you got it. We will, Mark. We will. I'm being optimistic, right? I'm taking my yoga classes, and I'm trying to be as optimistic and living in the moment and forgetting about the past, which I think what all of us need to do. You know, this is done. It's over with. Let's move forward. Make the best of it. All right, Mark. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, I'm kind of conflicted, because half the day I'm pissed off because of all the spending and all the stupid stuff that goes on in Washington. Then the other half of the day, I'm like you when you were saying that he's just one guy against the horde, against the mob of stupidity that is Washington. And you're talking about finding that one guy. That's pathetic that we have to look so hard for one guy, when there should be 50 people at hand who could pick from randomly, you know, people who really want the country to succeed. But our politics have become so, I don't want to use the word divisive, because that's become a silly word now, but they do not stand for America. They do not stand for freedom. They don't stand for citizens, for heaven's sake, you know. So even if you get the right guy, he goes to Washington and they take him to the back room and they explain things to him. We saw that happen 15 years ago when we sent all those Tea Party people up there. They all caved within a year or so.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to go change the world. Well, they didn't.
So, Gary, are you thinking then that Trump really had no choice? Because if he didn't sign this, he'd just get the same thing next week and the week after and the week after and the week after with no recourse?
Pretty much. I mean, how many times could he veto it?
Yeah,
is there a limitation to how many times you can veto?
I don't think so, but I think there would have been enough, because the Democrats loved this bill. Porculus, right?
Yeah,
Democrats
Schumer's
loved it.
Smiling.
They would have been able to probably push this through and do a veto override, because I think you've got the elite Republicans ready to sign whatever. They don't care how much they spend. It's not their money. It's our money. They don't care.
Money.
And, of course, the Democrats are like, yes. And there's – I was going to pull up a bunch of tracks, but I said the heck with it. The Democrats are saying this is a giant win for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're saying that, that tells you, Republicans, you are worthless and weak. We need to get that – track there from Animal House. You're all worthless and weak. That's what it is. But, well, I appreciate the call, Gary. Anything else?
Well, we do know that the Republicans are worms. You know, look at John McCain. Look at, you know, the people we voted for and ran for president the last couple times.
Mm-hmm.
These people are just scum, just like the rest of them. So we still need to find a higher quality of man to be politicians, to run our state, to take care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Gary, well, I appreciate the call, man. Take care.
Okay, bye now.
All right, and we will see all of you on the other side of the break.
Against my prayers, you don't stand a chance. Against my love, no longer gonna stand.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Roger Stern. They're taking the stage in Washington as part of the March for Our Lives. Students from around the country calling for tougher gun laws. 17-year-old Edna Visbeth Chavez is a high school senior.
I have lived in South L.A. my entire life and have lost many loved ones to gun violence. This is normal.
Meanwhile, Fox's Ellison Barber tells us the goal of this march has expanded.
Rather than just focusing on violence in schools, they want to look at gun violence all around, particularly gun violence that impacts young people.
There are similar marches taking place around the country. The NRA had planned a counter demonstration. An explosion in Alexandria, Egypt has claimed one life. No one has taken responsibility for the blast. It happened as the government has been cracking down on Islamic extremists. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Families hit by drug addiction already know how difficult this problem is to solve. In many cases, addicts have tried multiple 28-day or 12-step programs that did not work. Narcanon Freedom Center believes that addiction is neither inherited nor an incurable disease that requires indefinite treatment or medication for the rest of a person's life. Narcanon Freedom Center's drug addiction program consists of unique techniques to assist addicts to overcome drug and alcohol dependencies and the damaging effects to an addict's life. This is done naturally, and there is no substitution drug to handle one drug addiction by inheriting another. Narcanon Freedom Center's goal is for each individual to achieve and maintain long-term success. Any family member or loved one of an addict, please do not hesitate to call Narcanon Freedom Center at 517-629-6749 and reach out for help. That's 517-629-6749. We are in this battle together, and as a team, we can fix the problem of addiction.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding. And everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do, and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here, and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift, and we're talking about Omnibus and everything else. And you don't have to agree with me. I'm as conflicted as Gary. I mean, at some points, I'm angry as heck, but I'm also...
Oh, yeah. Gary from Hazel Park, not Gary Wellings. I'm not talking... going schizo again.
I'm not talking third person. Like, Gary doesn't like that. I'm as conflicted as everybody. I'm angry. Once again, the Republicans blew us out and just... It's traitorous.
Threw us under the omnibus.
Threw us under. Well done. I like that.
I stole that. That was a friend of mine.
Let me get some business out of the way here. If you have not had your hearing check when you reach my age, you might want to get your hearing check. And I know you were going to go there.
Yeah, sorry.
The hearing clinic, Dr. Amy Arnold is awesome, and she's a doctor of audiology, and you can reach her at 810-225-2205. I think I need to get my eyes checked, too, because I'm having trouble reading this.
Did you say Amy Arnold's awesome audiology?
I did, didn't I?
Yes, that's great.
That's a Dr. Seuss thing right
there.
Yes, I
heard
that. 810-225, I'm hoping that's a 5, 225-220. My eyes are just denigrated.
Dr. Arnold, bigger print in your ads.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But anyways, get your hearing checked if you might need hearing aids or something else. Don't take it for granted.
You know what sometimes I mean? You just need to prove to your wife it's her, not you. You know? Oh, I'm in trouble.
You are in big trouble going home for that. Okay, well, we were talking about the omnibus and some of us are angry. Some of us are both angry and whatever. I just think we need to put the blame in the proper place, right? Let's take a call from Todd Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary. How you doing?
Good, good. I want to hear your opinion, man. You want to talk about the omnibus or lack of morality in Congress that goes with it?
Absolutely. Not the omnibus, because, I mean, there are a lot of things are being said about it that I agree with in regards to what a travesty it is.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, scared me there.
I mean, we funded Planned Parenthood for $500 million, folks.
Yeah.
And they don't even do breast exams, right?
We funded baby murdering.
And that's what we did. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with the whole scenario is if you stop and take a look back in history, our founding fathers and how much of God-fearing people they were and that they trusted in the Lord, that wasn't 26 of the 55 signers of our U.S. Constitution
ministers
had seminary degrees.
Yes.
So by what I'm talking about, that falling away from God has a lot to do with the reason why man is dominating man and the corruption that's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of that, Todd, frankly, what's the percentage of attorneys now that are our legislators? Okay?
Right.
Godless.
I'm not saying all lawyers and attorneys are bad people. But you know what?
Me neither.
These are people who make their living by making things so complicated that you need their services in order to conduct business. This is what they do for a living. And so
absolutely,
why do we keep putting you know what? There should be some kind of a law that states you have to get more verbiage out of these things.
Didn't John Adams say that without God and religion, our republic would not survive?
I believe that's true.
I believe he said that. And I believe it's true whether he said it or not, but I believe he said that. Yeah.
But also, you know, with anybody, you can be anything you want, right? In your life, as you've grown up, you want to be a president, you wanted to be fireman, a policeman, anything you wanted to be, you can. But when you've got somebody that doesn't come from the same cloth of corruption that these politicians in U.S. Congress come from, that person that stepped in there to take the reins of the country is currently, even from the day he was a candidate, was bound for destruction by all these people that didn't want him because,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's an outsider coming in, and he has to do the best he can. And to this point, after 15 months as president, he has lived up to my expectations. Am I happy about everything? Absolutely not. Am I happy about this bill? Absolutely not. I don't know what choice he had other than to veto it. I would like to have seen him at least veto it once and then have him bring it back again. But they might have just overridden his veto, and what would that have done, right?
I think put him between a rock and a hard place.
Yes.
And just like you said, that these spineless, gutless wonders, I mean, we have the whole thing in D.C. as far as it goes with Republicans. Great, I'll call you Republican, but most of them are probably rhinos. There are very few conservatives over there, and it just bothers me that they'll go run with the Democrats behind those closed doors to chuckle tee-hee about look what we just did.
Yep. Yeah.
They do it all the time. They're gutless funders.
Okay, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate now because, as you know, I spend a lot of time perusing the internet to put stuff up on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
We're getting cheesy, aren't we? I love being cheesy. Anyways, if you dig deep into the internet and Reddit, you can't always believe everything you read. And so I found something today that gave me a little bit of hope for the tunnel, right? And I'm trying to confirm it because I don't have the verification. I was looking for the other posting that went with this posting. But it says, for those of you doubting Trump, do your research. Joanne Powell Neely says, I am seriously do not understand why individuals do not read these entire threads. And, well, I can tell you why, because they're very hard to find. But what she's saying, this is an omnibus bill. This is not a budget, right? So according to the people at Reddit, at least four or five people that are heavily into doing the research, there's a reason that Donald Trump may have done this. And he's saying, and what they're driving at, being an omnibus funding package and not the budget, it gives the president a lot of leeway as to how he spends that money. They can suggest this is what it's for. How quickly he spends it or doesn't spend it is all up to the president. And this is what, let me finish, this is what Barack Obama did for 8 years because he didn't have a budget. So he spent when he felt like it. He didn't spend when he felt like it. He used it in ways that a lot of people said, you can't do that. Yes, he can because you didn't pass a budget.
CRs, yeah.
So, and when you look at some of the tweets and when you look at the full speech that Trump did, wall is national security. So does he now have the money for the wall? Whether the Congress put it in there, here's your wall money or not, he now has money that has a lot of discretion that he can use. Go ahead.
Well, that's one of the things that Tim Walberg was saying a month or so ago when we were talking to him, when we were talking about spending authorization versus budget. You remind me of that now. This is not, like you said, a budget. So now this authorizes money. Now they've got to hammer out, you know, exactly how much of it gets spent, where it gets spent. I don't have high hopes for that given this omnibus, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, well.
And then once again, you said something interesting that made me think perhaps somebody in the back room went to Trump and said, if you veto it, it will be overridden. Is that what you want to is that what you want to happen? And so he's not going to advertise that fact because it makes him look less alpha male, right? So he'll just say, I'm signing this and I don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But according to these people, he can now take that $500 million for Planned Parenthood and slow walk it. Oh, yeah. Hold up. Don't cut those checks yet.
Just because it's authorized, you don't have to spend it.
You don't have to spend it. And so what they're saying is he can now use that money as a slow walk and as leverage against the Democrats saying, you know what? I've still got appointments that you have not authorized yet. And I'm not cutting any of this money loose until you finish my appointments or whatever else he has on the table that he wants to get done. This now becomes leverage for him because Congress has failed to do a budget which would force him to do these things.
Is Walberg next week or the week after?
Next
week's April.
Next week is April?
No, I'm sorry. Sunday is April, so it'd be the weekend.
So the weekend after we'll have Tim and see if we can get him on to see if this is true. In the meantime, I'm going to go back and keep digging.
Ask why he voted for it, too.
But it does make sense, right, as to, well, I can tell you probably why Tim and all the other, well, some Republicans are just spendaholics, period. I'm not sure that I would put Tim in
that.
Tim is a go-along, get-along kind of guy sometimes, so I'm sure he was like, I don't want to be blamed for the shutdown. And I think that's the way a lot of Republicans. I don't want to be blamed for the shutdown. Well, it's 2018, it's election year. If it were 2017, I would have given the finger to the whole crew and said, you know what, shut the government down. Shut it down, because you know what, in the end, how does it affect each and every one of us? It doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wasn't affected by any of the shutdown.
Mail still gets delivered.
Yeah,
people still get their Social
Security
checks.
Essential services stay in place. And you know what? The only thing that ever worries me about a shutdown is if our military men and women are not getting paid. And I think they took care of this the last time around, didn't
they? Yeah, the sub still stayed underwater. It didn't float to the surface because there was no money for it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a call from Tom on line two from Detroit. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, about the 60 votes versus the 51 votes. You know, to me, this is showing me how much trouble we're in when we have to worry about going to 50-50, where, you know, it's like half the country is against it. Something as fundamental as, you know, taxing and spending is in the Constitution that, you know, there's a general taxing clause that says Congress has the power to tax and spend for defense and the general welfare. But that's, you know, that's our property. And I think the main thing Trump really, when he said he isn't signing any more bills like this, what I hope he meant was that he's not going to sign anything that nobody's read. I heard a clip of him on the news or someplace that, where he said that, you know, they put this 2,000-page document down on everybody's desk and, you know, and don't, you know, what's, I think it was 12 hours or something. Nobody can read that.
Yeah. It's Obamacare. It's Obamacare.
Yeah, the Republicans just did the same bloody thing that the Democrats have done repeatedly. They're throwing these giant bills that are being crafted by the special interests and the lobbyists, and they're not reading it. They're just throwing it in and saying, we got to get it done because we're going to run out of money and have to shut the government down. But it's your fault that you're running out of time because you're lazy. And you know what? Do a bill yourself. Write your own bloody bills. There's 525 mm-hmm. of you in the House. Sit down. Each of you take one page, right? That limits it to 525 pages. Mm-hmm. Each of you take a section, put it in there, and keep it in plain English. Stop with the whereas and the wherefores and the where thous. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Make it simple bloody English that we can all read. Joe Schmo gets a amount of money for this. Period.
You know, it's that stuff that's when it's that complicated, that's where it gets stuff gets buried in there. Like any person who is over 62 years old and under 63 who has an income of $5,433 in this year, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you're giving one person a break. That's what it boils down to. That's how they do it. I've seen it done. They put in these things like that. It gets hidden, and it's just special interests.
Yeah. So I still firmly believe if you want to simplify things, everything is a baby step. You cannot mix anything. We're going to fund the military or we're not going to fund the military. That should not be mixed with Planned Parenthood funding or anything else. Mm-hmm. Here's our money for the military. Yes or no? Yes. We got that money. It's set aside. You guys are good. Do it for 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Now let's look at Planned Parenthood, and we're going to put it on its own merits. Do you guys want to fund Planned Parenthood or not? Yes or no? That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts, because these same morons that keep giving Planned Parenthood, those Planned Parenthood people are campaigning against you, you Republicans. What kind of stupidity is that?
Well, we capped ICE, but how does DACA take dollars? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What dollars?
Well, no, I think when he was talking DACA, he was trying to say, are we going to pass legislation? We'll work it in with the Democrats and say, listen, just do this, help us pass what we want, mm-hmm. and we'll put into the legislation, this is what I mean. I don't like that they mix it. But he was saying with DACA in there, he could go ahead and give the okay for the 800,000 DACA kids to get some kind of pathway to citizenship.
Yeah, well, work it shouldn't that cost into the a dime, but
it shouldn't cost a dime, but they're mixing it in, putting it into the mix. But what he said was that he pointed it out to the Dreamers and all these kids that are out there that are here illegally. The Democrats had a chance to take care of you in this funding budget. And once again, they did not. Right? They did not. So yep. That's just enough to drive me crazy. All right.
7-3-4.
Is there any way to know? You know, they didn't just write this 2,000-page monstrosity overnight. Who actually writes these things and consolidates it? I'm sure they get input from a lot of different places.
Legislative aides.
There has to be some central location that consolidates
You know what it is? It's written by a bunch of lobbyists and a bunch of special interests and consultants. These aides and these congressmen are not doing any of the work. It's all being written by the special interests on K Street and the lobbyists, and they're bringing in a package of 5,000 words and saying, listen, you got to get this into the bill, and here's why, and here's the money we'll make sure that you get in the next election if you slip it into the bill. And so you've got 525 legislators throwing in all these special interests from all these different lobbyists, and they throw it, and no wonder it's all of a sudden 2,500 pages.
Oh. I can imagine they share a Google Drive or a Dropbox, right? And it all gets piled in there.
You might want to ask the Awan brothers, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I'm sure it's got an open invitation all the way over to Pakistan where they're reading it, right?
They're still on the loose.
Yeah, all right. Well, Tom, great points, man. I love it.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Anytime, brother. Take care. Bye-bye. So, Yes.
822-1600?
822-1600. 734-822-1600. Call into the show. Give us your thoughts on the omnibus. But I'm going to take what I've read here so far. I will try to do more homework on this and verify. But I think it does make sense because this is what Barack Obama did for 8 years of his presidency. He spent money the way he felt like it. And the Republicans did nothing to stop him when they finally had control of the House. Right? So I think there's something to be said there. And if this is true, then the joke's on the media and the joke's on the Democrats and the joke is on those elitist Republican swine who shoved this down thinking they're getting away with something. You know what? There's a new sheriff in town. And I'm hoping, POTUS, I hope you're listening. I know you're not. But I hope you're listening that if you have any control as to how, when, and how fast this money gets spent, don't spend it. Yeah. Don't spend it. Just because you've got the authorization doesn't mean you have to go ahead. And you know what? Just build our wall. I want the Maginot Line down there in Mexico. That's what I want. You know what I mean? I want a 30-foot wall down there.
Build the wall. Not mow the lawn. Mow the lawn. Hey, can I talk about the Linda interview real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I told a number of people we were going to rebroadcast the interview that we did with Linda a few months ago. We'd already broadcast that once around Christmas time. And then, I don't know, a month or so later, we rebroadcast it again. And Gary and I decided we're not going to do that today, even though I told some people we're going to. It's just a little bit too soon.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear that, and I'm not promoting myself, trust me. But if you go to Spreaker and you look for Talking with Ed, you can see that. And we're going to do it again in the near future, and we're going to discuss it.
Yeah, we want to take the time to go through it and get callers' response to it,
exactly.
And we'll stop it and go through it. And I think it's great that we could do that at some point. So well, let's take a call from Dr. Rob Steele. Dr. Steele, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate your passion and your info. It's awesome. But I'm not sure the Maginot Line is a good example. That didn't work out
too well. I thought about that as I said it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably not the best one. But anyways, you got my point. So,
student of history.
Exactly. Well, listen, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm on the National Committee, and the Republican National Committee is every bit as frustrated as you have expressed regarding the leadership in this House and the Senate. Now, a lot of people don't get it, but the Republican National Committee, we are the political arm of the White House, and we've actually passed resolutions. We actually have zero power over Mitch McConnell or Jeff Paul Ryan or any elected official. We're not involved in any primaries. We're not involved in any for or against. We're involved in the general election data, turnout, and that sort of thing. And so, We've actually passed a couple resolutions calling on the Republicans to live up to their campaign promises, build the wall, repeal Obamacare, repeal the regulations, reduce taxes, and the frustration is incredible because we're there to support President Trump, and it's we have a real issue with the leadership. I think we all agree.
Yeah. So, Dr. Rob, let me ask you. So, the RNC, the national RNC, how much sway do you guys have over money for the campaigns of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell? I know they probably have their own big fat buckets of money ready to go against anyone they want.
Fat. And of course, you know, politicians, you know, they're elected by the people in their own district. So, you know, Paul Ryan's not sitting there worried a whit about what we say in D.C. or in Michigan or on your radio show. He's being elected by the people within his district.
Yep.
And you know, and that's the problem here. And of course, the RNC, which raises prodigious amounts of money and has done a fantastic job, the organization really is a data organization. And you know, we also run the presidential election and everything having to do with the presidential election, the platform, the convention, picking the site, writing the rules, doing all those sorts of things. And a great example of how things change when you have a Republican president, because we're there to support President Trump. You know, back when we didn't have a Republican president, the big battle at the RNC, just like you see in the state committee, is over the rules.
Yeah.
And everybody fights over the rules because they're all trying to turn the rules to the advantage of their candidate.
Right. So you guys don't have a whole lot of control over how much money you guys will give to Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan?
No, we don't give any money to any individual campaigns at all. All we do is work on turnout, voter identification, and getting, you know, people to the polls.
Okay.
And
how much,
that sort of thing.
How much does your organization hear from people that I know that have said they tell your teledialers, hey, you guys aren't getting a drop from me anymore?
Well, you know, certainly there are people that say that. Most of those people don't understand what the RNC is doing. I mean, it's a huge misconception that the RNC is, quote, part of the swamp. We're President Trump's election arm. When he goes and does a rally in Arizona, we're paying for it. The RNC is paying for it. Our job is to support the White House. And so we have every bit of frustration everyone else has. But I commenting on the money, I would say this. You know, the Republican National Committee has raised fully twice as much as the Democrat National Committee. We have about $45 million cash on hand, and the Democrats have about $3 million on hand.
I thought they were broke.
But the key part about that money raising is that we are doubling the Democrats in small dollar donations as well, in donations of $200 or less. So the grassroots are still fully behind President Trump, and the money is being raised under his name, Newt Gingrich, you know, Melania, Eric, and Donald Trump. And so people want Trump to succeed at the grassroots level, and we are all extremely frustrated with, for example, the NRCC or the RNSC. Great example, Alabama special election for the U.S. Senate. The Republican National Committee members in Alabama and the Republican National Committee in general asked Mitch McConnell and his $30 million PAC to stay out of Alabama. Let the people of Alabama decide. And if the people of Alabama had decided, we would have Senator Mo Brooks as the U.S. Senator Republican from Alabama. It's an incredibly frustrating situation.
Yeah. Well, with the with the Senate race coming up this year, Dr. Rob, I would like to. I've got a lot of questions. I'm glad you called in because I saw you the other day and didn't get a chance to talk to you. But I'd love to. You know, pick a Saturday and let us know when you can come in and you can actually spend an hour with us talking national issues and state issues. I'd love to get your concept on a lot of different things. So put a Saturday aside for us, would you?
Yeah, no, that'd be fine, because the misconceptions regarding the RNC versus the NRCC, for example, whose job is to support the candidates who are incumbents who are the swamp.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's important.
We're battling against the swamp because we're battling for Donald Trump, and we get painted with the wrong brush. So it's just an educational process, but we're not used to having a Republican president.
Yeah. Exactly.
When we have the Democrat president, the RNC is the opposition.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right now we're not. We're right now everything for Trump. So, for example, that rules comment I made, there's no battles in the RNC over the rules anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Dr. Rob, let's get you in here, and we'll do a show. So pick a day and just send us an email, gary@thedailydrift.com, and pick a day that you can come in and hang with us, and we'll drink coffee and yak it up.
That was education.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Rob.
The Daily Current, your whole lineup, you're doing a great job.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, that was a nice call to hear from Dr. Rob. I haven't heard from him in a while.
The Current.
Yeah. Currentonline.com. Make sure you go.
The Daily Drift.
And the Daily Drift. Yes. Make sure you go there. Get the news.
You need to know.
All right. Till next week. We'll see you.